I think the photographs actually came first because I had been looking actually probably for over a year for a project to do that was related to old photographs because like many people, I'm really fascinated by old photographs and especially in this part of the world because they're rare, they're often very posed, they're symbolic. They signify something important in a family's history. If you looked at a photo album when you were visiting friends or family in the former Soviet Union, taking out the photo album, it was a really symbolic moment. Like, these are the chapters in our family's history that you need to know about.
Mm-hmm.
Weddings, babies, young men beginning their military service, things like that. And of course, I guess that's true from culture to culture, but because we've suddenly been catapulted into this digital culture, photographs are suddenly all over the place and you can see whatever you want and probably more than you want and of lesser quality than you want a lot of the time. And these old photographs are very special because they're beautiful and they're unusual and they all tell a story. So when events began unfolding in Ukraine, it seemed like the perfect opportunity to take this idea that I had and explore a question that everyone was trying to get at in one way or another. Like, this is a big, ethnically complicated country where everyone's personal story feeds into the way they feel about Euromaidan protests, relationships with Russia, relationships with Poland and with the West. It really is a country that was so dramatically affected by the historic events of the 20th century that there's literally not a single person I feel that you can talk to there who hasn't been affected by it in some way. And I thought that if I was lucky, I would find some people who had family photographs that would help illustrate how each family history is different and very dramatic.
Mm.
I should say that in terms of ethnicities, I can't say that it's a complete sweep by any stretch of the imagination. I had a limited amount of time. I only had 2 weeks. And as I found there, that goes quickly. I had probably twice as many cities that I wanted to visit. And I also was hoping to get more into the country to talk to people who lived on farms or people, you know, who really might only have one picture.
Mm-hmm.
People who are still pretty removed from technology. And I didn't get to do any of that, but I did basically make a circle. So I started in Kiev and then went west to Lviv, which is a very, which has a very strong identity as a city, and its inhabitants very strongly identify with their geographic history. And then went down to Uzhgorod, which is on the border with Slovakia and Hungary and is a very multilingual city that doesn't strongly identify, I would say, with the rest of Ukraine. That's not to say that they don't wish to be part of Ukraine. I just think that I spoke to several people who said that a lot of what goes on in Ukraine feels very distant to them.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Odessa, which has, of course, an amazing Jewish history and is certainly the most multicultural and vibrant city in Ukraine. And then went to two eastern cities, Dnipropetrovsk and Kharkiv, that were fascinating in their own right. That was as close as I got to the war zone.
Mm-hmm.
But each one of these cities was really dynamic and really interesting. And in each place, I found people who very strongly identified with the city they were in. You know, I can only compare it to the experience that I had living in Russia, where, of course, people also have a shared history. And yet in Russia, I did not feel a sense of collective consciousness the way I did in Ukraine. Now, to be fair, I was living in Russia during a time of peace, and I lived there much longer. It's difficult for me to say, oh, I went to Ukraine for 2 weeks, and here I am an expert on the Ukrainian mindset. But these people, these 14 people, were on fire about Ukraine, every single one of them. And not only for because they had gone to Euromaidan or because they were really politically engaged, I just felt like they were, each of them, for different reasons and in ways that manifested themselves differently, they were intimately linked to their national identity and extremely interested in the fate of their country, and actively so in a lot of cases. I just saw instances of people, I mean, even as we were talking or there was an interview going on, there were so many instances where people were taking telephone calls that had to do with charity work, or they wanted to show me their pictures from Euromaidan. Everybody wanted to tell some story that was not only about what had happened to their family in the past, but what was going on right now and what was really driving them crazy or inspiring them or what their hopes were for Ukraine. And I love Russia a lot, but I never got the feeling there. I never had that kind of conversation where a person was saying, you know, we're so close, we're, you know, we've got so many things going for us, we just have to pull it together. Mm. I felt like there was a lot of passion for the country, and that united all of these people.